The Tlingit and Haida Central Council and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute will work together as both organizations seek to build native cultural centers in Juneau. Tlingit and Haida has nixed an idea to build a culture center and tribal college at the downtown Juneau property known as The Pit. Delegates to last month's tribal assembly meeting voted down a resolution to purchase the former Juneau Town Center site for $800,000. Meanwhile, Sea Alaska Heritage is waiting to find out if it will receive $4 million in this year's state capital budget for a separate center at Sea Alaska corporate headquarters. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Newly elected Tlingit and Haida President Ed Thomas says the culture center needs to be more thoroughly vetted. Though the $800,000 asking price for the property may be a good deal at $145,000 less than the assessed value, construction costs are estimated at $15 million. Thomas says Tlingit and Haida can't afford to undertake that kind of project.
I think our people really do believe that it would be a nice thing to have a culture center, a tribal college. My feeling is that if we are really going to go that direction, we need to make sure we have the money to do so, not buy the property and then try to find the money.
Outgoing Tlingit and Haida President Bill Martin supported the culture center project at the Pit. The property at the corner of Seward and Front Streets had been the site of a 108-year-old building, which burned down in 2004. Martin saw the project as an opportunity to revitalize downtown Juneau. He's disappointed, but accepts the decision of the tribal assembly.
When a decision is made by the people, we stand by it. We don't try to disparage it or say they were wrong or anything like that. You know, you can stay disappointed. It's just that the people have all spoken, and so that's what I'll go by, and I'll support that.
The Central Council instead passed a resolution directing Tlingit and Haida administration to work with other Native groups on a culture center project, including Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Thomas says he supports that approach not only because of the cost of the facility, but also because he thinks local Native groups should collaborate.
To have a comprehensive plan instead of just a single organization trying to deal with the complex issues of our culture.
Sea Alaska Heritage received $4 million in this year's state capital budget toward a proposed $16 million facility to house artifacts, books, photos, and recordings. It still has to survive Governor Sean Parnell's veto pen. SHI President Rosita Worrell says it would be separate from Tlingit and Haida's project.
We, you know, looked at our plans and our objectives, and it was really clear that we were talking about two different kinds of cultural centers.
Worrell, however, says the two organizations often work together and support each other's efforts.
I think we all share the same kind of objectives in terms of advancing the welfare of our people. And so, you know, we have common concerns, and we know that we're stronger when we work together.
Worrell says the project would likely be an expansion of Sea Alaska's corporate headquarters downtown, though other options are being considered. Martin says he hopes Tlingit and Haida's Culture Center will also be located downtown.
I like the downtown area because, you know, Juneau gets a million tourists every year, and we see a lot of them walking around downtown and just looking for things themselves. And so I thought there'd be a lot of passerbys. We would take advantage of the tourists that were just actually walking around downtown.
The airport area also has been discussed as a possible site for the Tlingit and Haida Center, but Martin says it would miss out on a lot of foot traffic if it's not downtown. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.